The Nazi regime condemned all avant-garde movements as degenerate, just as they did concrete art, a type of non-figurative painting and sculpture. After the end of the war, many artists sought to revisit and revitalize modern art. In the summer of 1946, the first art exhibition of the GDR in Dresden also held out the promise of being open to all avant-garde art movements. By late 1948, though, this policy underwent a U-turn in the Soviet zone, which later became the GDR. The new guiding principle was socialist realism, figurative art conveying the ideal of the socialist personality. Abstract, non-representational styles, such as concrete art, were rejected as formalist and had no place in East Germany's official art world. Afterwards, concrete art only existed in an artistic niche. For example, Dresden artist Hermann Glöckner, one of Germany's most important figures in concrete art, worked alone for a long time. Removed from official art circles in East Germany, he earned a living from decorative wall decor for buildings. Concrete artists Karl-Heinz Adler and Friedrich Kracht, who both studied in Dresden, also worked in the field of ornamental architectural art. They developed a series of 12 specially shaped concrete bricks, able to be combined into diverse patterns, a modular design system integrated into many facades in the GDR. In addition, Adler and Kracht also created sculptures and fountains. East Germany's cultural functionaries, though, failed to recognize the artistic merit of such works, solely seeing their value in terms of engineering and decoration, which, at least, had the advantage of taking these concrete artists off the radar of state censorship, and so giving them more freedom to work. From the 1970s, there were moves to partially liberalize cultural policies in East Germany. In 1984, for instance, Hermann Glöckner, then 95 years old, was awarded the National Prize of the GDR, third class.